Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu der dritten Folge von Weekly Guitar Meeting in Sickers Guitars. Don't worry, I'm gonna continue in English. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Weekly Guitar Meeting at Sickers Guitars. This is the place with the finest classical guitars which you can find on the planet. And again, thank you for all your lovely and constructive comments. We appreciate it a lot and it helps us to make this platform better and more interesting for you. As always, you can find much more details, pictures and video examples to each instrument in the video description. My name is Julian and maybe I should say it at the beginning of the video, but it doesn't matter. Let's start with the first guitar. This beauty is made by the American luthier Robert Ruck. Robert Ruck is a very well-known name thanks to Manuel Barueco and Shinichi Fukuda, who both did recordings on the guitars of Robert Ruck. This guitar has been built in 1995. It has the number 599. We have a very beautiful spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. The fingerboard is ablated. We have two sound ports. It's a very beautiful guitar. It's very detailed. I'm very curious about the sound. The most obvious thing on this guitar is for me the sound register, because you can produce a lot of colors. I mean, you have different colors on each guitar, but on this guitar the difference between the colors is huge. Even if I don't change the position of my hand, I can produce a lot of colors. It's outstanding. Let's move to the next guitar. This guitar is made by the Russian luthier Mikhail Kharash. He is making his guitars since a few years in Spain, and recently he won the second prize of the Antonio Marin Montero guitar making competition, and he's building his guitars now in Granada. And this guitar has a very beautiful cedar top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. It's very light and we have a shorter scale. The scale is 630 kilometers and yeah, let's see how it sounds. It has a very warm and full-bodied sound, in particular in the middle range of the guitar. It's very full and warm. Thank you. good balance on this guitar. If you go from the nylon strings to the basses, you don't hear a big difference, and it's an advantage of a guitar. This beautiful guitar is made by Monsieur Olivier Planchon. It's from 2022 and it has the number 226. Olivier Planchon has started... I'm sorry for my French accent. This guitar has a very beautiful and thin spruce. The back and the sides are from Indian rosewood. And I like the rosette a lot, it's very creative. Very beautiful tone and loud, a lot of sustain. Yeah, you have everything. Also a great dynamic range. If you play piano, you have still a very present sound, and if you get louder, you have still the sound quality there, and it's not losing. This amazing guitar is made by the Italian luthier Lorenzo Frignani. It's from 2022 and it has the number 248. Lorenzo Frignani was interested in plat and string instruments at the beginning of his career. He also won several plat and string instruments competitions. This guitar is an absolutely beautiful creature. You have a lot of details in every corner of this guitar, and the spruce is a bear claw spruce. I love the bear claw spruce because they always sound somehow very round and warm. And we have Indian rosewood back and sides. It's a very unusual Indian rosewood, but it looks beautiful. I mean, I have no words for the sound of this guitar. It's really amazing. You have a very big dynamic range, you have beautiful colors, you have sustain, and I don't know what to say about it. Let's just move to another guitar. The last guitar of this episode of the weekly guitar meeting is for me a big surprise, because this guitar sounds much more expensive than it actually costs. And it's made by Marco Giglioli from Italy. He's a very young and talented guitar luthier, and his guitars are built according to the Spanish traditional method, guitar making method. We have a very beautiful spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's very light. Let's play some chords on it. I don't know what I love about this guitar, but I love this guitar. So it's like you are eating for the first time an African food and it tastes very good, but you cannot describe which spices are used in the dish. You have at the same time somehow a big sound in the basses, but also very sweet tones in the nylon strings. I just want to make an announcement before we come to the end of the video. Tomorrow we have a concert premiere on our YouTube channel, and Andres Madariaga from Chile is gonna play a very beautiful and stunning and virtuosic concert. So make sure to watch the concert premiere. It's at 4 p.m. German time. Now we come to the end of the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars for this week. I hope you enjoyed the video, and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already, and smash the like button, and I'm very curious about your opinion. Please let me know in the comments which guitar was for you the best sounding one or the most beautiful one. And so take care and see you next week.